Americans pilots have an agreement in principle. TSA workers have their first union contract, and they're back to work at Bombardier Learjet. This is Aero News for Tuesday, November 13, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. A new contract with its pilots is the only unresolved labor dispute facing American Airlines in its Chapter 11 bankruptcy restructuring, and now there's been a breakthrough. In a brief video statement released by the Allied Pilots Association, APA President Keith Wilson says the union has reached a, quote, agreement in principle, end quote, on a new contract with American Airlines. The video was released late Friday. In the video, Wilson said the leadership of the union presented a comprehensive counterproposal to American Airlines management. The vote to forward the proposal by the union's board of directors was 13-2 with one absent. Wilson says the counterproposal addresses, quote, our membership's expectations of an industry-standard contract and reflects the value the profession brings to the corporation, end quote. Wilson said that American's management has responded, quote, by accepting our proposal, end quote, meaning that the two sides have an agreement in principle. He continued saying, quote, the APA Board of Directors will comply with APA policy and, after reviewing contractual language, will vote to send it to our membership as a tentative agreement for ratification, end quote. And finally, he concluded saying, again, quote, we anticipate that the board will reconvene in approximately 1 week for that vote, end quote. Wilson said that specifics of the agreement will be released after the details have been shared with the membership. Meanwhile, workers at the Transportation Security Administration have voted to ratify their first-ever collective bargaining agreement. The agreement between the American Federation of Government Employees and TSA was ratified overwhelmingly by a vote of 17,326 to only 1,774 against. AFGE National President J. David Cox said, quote, this agreement will mean better working conditions, fair evaluation practices, and safer workplaces, and in doing so, it will improve morale, end quote. However, not everyone was pleased with the announcement or the terms of the agreement. In a news release, Congressman John Mica, a Florida Republican and chairman of the House Transportation Committee, pointed out that TSA employees, quote, will see their uniform allowances nearly double to $446 per year. By comparison, a combat Marine lieutenant receives a one-time uniform allowance of $400, end quote. Mica's release pulled no punches as it continued, saying, again, quote, while we must respect employee rights to be represented by organized labor, TSA has failed to represent the flying public and has missed the mark on improving procedures and protocols while focusing on tie-tacks and tattoos, end quote. And wrapping up our trifecta of labor relations reports, members of the International Association of Machinists, who've been on strike against Bombardier Learjet in Wichita since October the 8th, voted Saturday to end their workout and accept a tentative contract worked out between the union and the company. Employees returned to work yesterday. In a news release, the union said that the new 5-year deal is an improvement over the previous proposal the membership had rejected. Ralph Axe, the vice president and general manager of Bombardier Learjet, said, quote, the agreement reflects our mutual commitment to the long-term success of our site. We believe the strength and long-term potential of Learjet in Wichita resides with the products we manufacture and the experienced, dedicated, and skilled workforce that contributes to the production and maintenance of world-class aircraft, end quote. The main improvements in the agreement centered on employee health care issues. Boeing has rolled out the first 787 Dreamliner built at the new rate of 5 airplanes per month. The airplane is the 83rd 787 to be built. Earlier this year, the plane maker increased the rate from 2.5 to 3.5 airplanes per month and is on track to achieve a planned 10 per month rate by late 2013. The program production rate accounts for airplanes being built at Boeing South Carolina and Everett, including the temporary surge line that was activated earlier this year in Everett, Washington. When Aero News continues, NASA may help us to breathe a little easier, crossing the Atlantic by cluster balloon and skydiving in their skivvies.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Tuesday, November the 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA has selected a proposal from the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory in Cambridge, Massachusetts, to build the first space-based instrument to monitor major air pollutants across the North American continent hourly during daytime. The investigation will, for the first time, make accurate observations of tropospheric pollution concentrations of ozone, nitrogen dioxide, sulfur dioxide, formaldehyde, and aerosols with high resolution and frequency over North America. After being deployed on a geostationary satellite expected to happen around 2017, the Tropospheric Emissions Monitoring of Pollution, or TEMPO, will observe Earth's atmosphere in ultraviolet and visible wavelengths to determine concentrations of many key atmospheric pollutants. From geostationary orbit, these observations can be made several times each day when North America is facing the sun, instead of just once per day, which is the case with current satellites orbiting a few hundred miles above the Earth. Other space agencies are planning similar observations over Europe and Asia after TEMPO is in orbit, allowing for the formation of a constellation of geostationary air quality satellites. Well, cluster balloonist Jonathan Trapp, who flew his unusual aircraft across the English Channel, has set his sights on a slightly larger body of water, the Atlantic Ocean. According to a story appearing in the UK newspaper The Telegraph, the 38-year-old plans to lift a lifeboat gondola under 365 helium-filled balloons and fly at an altitude of 18,000 to 25,000 feet, some 2,500 miles across the pond. The existing world record, set by Trapp, is a mere 230 miles. Trapp plans to depart from Maine early next summer and hopes to arrive in Paris just a few days later. In the event of an emergency, Trapp says he would change into a cold water suit and pop enough of the balloons to lower himself, he hopes, safely into the water. He is currently learning to sail the lifeboat should he be forced to ditch in the Atlantic and will test fly the full system later this month in Mexico. The trip is admittedly dangerous. 5 people have been fatally injured attempting the crossing, and none has done so using a cluster balloon arrangement. Well, Victoria's Secret has its primetime fashion show. Cable viewers may be familiar with the Lingerie Football League, so is it really any surprise that the founders of a woman-owned photography studio in Los Angeles have come up with a great publicity stunt they say is designed to urge women to, quote, take risks in their lives, end quote, by skydiving dressed only in lingerie? The jump is planned for this Saturday, November the 17th. The campaign, called Be Bold, Take a Leap, was hatched after the photographers, Jennifer Hoffman and Marissa Gallegos, went skydiving in their skivvies back in May. ABC News reports that the founders of the Esme and Eve Photography said they hadn't planned to make the jump so scantily clad, but the temperature outside that day was near 100 degrees, so they simply made themselves a bit more comfortable before exiting the airplane. Now, a group jump is planned this week for an area near Elsinore, California. 5 women will jump wearing lingerie, provided, of course, by a sponsor. Hoffman told ABC News that all of the women involved have dealt with traumatic events in their lives, from rape to eating disorders. She said the jump isn't about being sexy, but, quote, bearing your soul and not being ashamed, end quote. Well, that's exactly why I'm not ashamed to volunteer to leave for California tomorrow and help cover the event live for Airborne. So, how about it, Jim? Ashley? I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.